if you're motivated, what kinds of skill sets or training is available to me to get those, and how long will it take? And then what are those training opportunities? And let's start within, you know, the Harvard family. Now, we know there's an internship program. Are there other kinds of things like short classes through continuing ed you can take? Are there certificate programs that would help you? Those are questions. And then outside of Harvard, let's stop there for a second. What would be outside of Harvard that could help you do? Professional associations could have training. Yes. Volunteer work. Right?
Great idea.
Very good. Well, you know, there are going to be certificate programs outside of Harvard at other universities. There are training programs. You can go online and do a search, trust me, of particular skill sets. Everything from IT training to budgetary skills. There's online classes you can take. In other words, you're adding to your toolbox of skills based, again, on what you want to do. Leadership development, right?
I just want to make one point before we move off of this, because there are all of those opportunities to learn some of that technical stuff. But back just for a second to the personal assessment and aptitude, we at ClearRock don't use this tool, but I have personally found it quite valuable, and I've recommended it to a lot of folks. Are any of you familiar with Strengths Finders? Marcus Buckingham, have you taken the evaluation? He's got a book. I would recommend if you guys go out and buy the book, $15 or $20, I think. It's a small book, but it gives you some information about the different ways in which each of us, the different strengths that we have. This guy's philosophy is basically that rather than try to develop skills that we don't necessarily have or that we don't necessarily have an aptitude for, let's find out what we're really good at and build on our strengths. That's right. What this whole right. Strengths Finders thing is all about. So I think it's a great tool. If you buy the book, you'll get a little code inside the back cover. You peel it off and you can type it in so that you can take an online assessment. And it will give you some really interesting information about yourself if you're trying to figure out, you know, what do I want to do? What is it that I do really well? Marcus Buckingham.
Yeah, on that note, too, you can go online and take the Myers-Briggs. Strong Campbell, which is really gives you great information on interests. The Myers-Briggs is a preference inventory that talks about ideal career satisfaction, how you look at things, how you pay attention, how you make decisions, how you do with things day to day. Very powerful. You can do those things online. Earlier, I think you mentioned online. For certificates, two-year degrees, and additional education, the online network systems right now, like at universities, are really, really catered to people who are currently working full-time. So they can take them at a convenient time and take advantage of those, particularly if you need certain technical areas of training. They really will be important. They're good credentials that you can put onto your resume at some point under that skill set or certificates or degrees. Because in many cases, you know this, I mean, it's the skill set. You don't need a degree in some cases. And if you're assessing those kinds of things, this would be wonderful.